So the Trump administration is altering the rules about how people can come into the country, adding more scrutiny on the immigrants here that take advantage of public welfare assistance programs and saying if you're likely to end up on those programs, you're going to be a lot less likely to get into the country. And of course, what do you hear immediately? Racist! Because anything that we do that protects American citizens and says that citizenship matters in America, anytime you do that, you get labeled a racist. That's the way the game is played. Emory McClendon here, a member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, a Tea Party organizer in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the winner of Americans for Prosperity's 2010 Activist of the Year Award. Emory, welcome back to the program.
Hello, good morning. I'm good to be back.
Good to have you here. So this new federal rule adding more scrutiny to the citizenship process for immigrants who have collected public assistance, getting applauded by Project 21. Tell me about it.
Yes, it is. It's getting applauded because it's actually part of what we have been discussing and putting in our manifesto that we put out for a blueprint for a better deal for Black America. And we agree with this because, as we have stated before, these people come in illegally, and they're draining the resources on purpose that could be used for legalized citizens and American citizens who are here, who actually live here and pay taxes. So what's happening here is poor, unprivileged people here in America who cannot access these resources because they're being drained and used up by people who are coming here illegally, are unable to receive these services, but yet they're paying the taxes on these, and they're subsidizing these, whereas these people are coming in and just receiving these without any recourse whatsoever and without having put any money.
And this is why people get so angry about this. This is why people get so angry, Emory, because it's outrageous that these politicians, left of center, mostly politicians, demand that Americans pay more and more and more. But the citizens, the actual taxpayers, are ignored when it comes to concerns about open borders and sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and they get the bill. So I applaud the federal government for making a decision that will move forward the idea that, hey, you know what? Citizenship actually matters. Isn't that important?
You're absolutely right. Citizenship matters. And also, like you said, people are tired of footing the bill. They're tired of being the victims of other people coming in, draining the resources. So citizens should have first priority. Nowadays, you hear stories of people that are American citizens, especially poor people and Black people, are going to emergency rooms. They're denied treatment. They're waiting in lines for long, long periods of time when they're being put in the back of the line because the illegals are here having babies, bringing in diseases, being treated for these diseases, and being given the services free of charge, whereas our American citizens are going through means tests. And because of those means tests, they're being denied or charged exuberant fees in these emergency rooms and in these clinics and hospitals around the United States, whereas the other people are not. So the hue and cry is out there, and they're reaching out and saying, hey, this is not fair. So I applaud Ken Cuccinelli. I applaud the U.S. and Immigration Services for coming up and saying that we're going to step up to this long-lasting and long-standing law, and we're going to put means testing and also make sure that the people who come here are not a burden to America, but people who are able to fend for themselves and seek the American dream and just get off the welfare rolls, period.
Yeah, I the president's saying we should have a merit system, that when you come here, you contribute. And you don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be an engineer. But you have to have some base level of skills. You have the ability to support yourself. And hopefully down the road, support your family. And we want that in America. We want good, hardworking, dedicated people that believe in America, that believe in the American dream. I'm all for that. Open arms. Bring them in. Buy the truckload. Because if they want to help build something great, I'm on board with that. I'm guessing you are as well.
That's right. That's exactly. That's what the American dream is all about. That's what America was founded upon. When the immigrants came during the first waves, back during the time when the Statue of Liberty was welcoming people in the United States from Europe, the main mantra was merit, merit. We come here to America to bring something because we want a better life. We want to make America a better country. and people were looked at and judged on the basis of merit. They were not brought here to drain resources. They didn't want to even come here to drain our resources. They wanted to do something for America because they had been oppressed. They had been downtrodden in the countries where they came from, and they wanted to show their worth and make America a better country.
So, Emory, what do you say to the critics who are loud and boisterous, who have gone all in on Donald Trump as a white supremacist? If you vote for Donald Trump, or you're a Republican, or you're a conservative, you're a white supremacist, and at a minimum, you're aiding and abetting white supremacy in this white nationalist movement, and this is the narrative. When you hear that, what do you think? How do you respond?
You know, once again, I respond as I did the other day. Racism is used as a tool by the Democrat Party and by those who hate the president and the conservative principles. They hate anything about America that will make America great when it's not to their advantage. So they'll blow it out of proportion. They'll say that most Americans are racist who support our president. They say that it's racist if we don't allow these people to come in and drain our resources. That is not so. There are a lot of black people they're calling racist and white supremacists, too, and also other people from the countries south of the border who are coming in the right way. They want to live in a better country. They want to make their families and lives better.
Yeah, follow the rules.
And they're being labeled as this also, and it's not fair. It's not fair at all. And
it's not right.
It's basically a tool.
Right. You got to do it properly. You got to do it legally. It has to be equitable. And when somebody comes in without any rules and somebody follows the rules to come in, that's not equitable. Emory McClendon, greatly appreciate you from the Project 21 National Advisory Council. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you. And I hope people will wake up to this grievous thing here and agree with Ken Cuccinelli and the department, because it's something that America needs, because we cannot continue to foot the bill and drain our resources.
You got it, sir. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.